Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, July 29th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg confirmed Facebook's next hardware release will be a pair of Ray-Ban smart glasses. Zuck said the glasses let you do some pretty neat things, although the company has previously said the device won't have an integrated display or be classified as augmented reality. The Wall Street Journal sources say the Chinese ride-hailing giant Didi is considering going private after just going public on June 30th. This comes as the Cyberspace Administration of China stopped the company from signing up new users on July 2nd and delisted Didi's app from Chinese app stores on July 4th. In related news, CNBC sources say SoftBank is considering selling a third of its large share in Uber to offset losses on its Didi investments. OpenAI released a new programming language called Triton, designed for machine learning researchers and engineers unfamiliar with GPU programming. The Triton compiler is built to make programming parallelism easier than NVIDIA's CUDA. Currently, only NVIDIA GPUs are supported, but Triton's GitHub page says AMD GPU and CPU support is in development. Facebook beat analyst Q2 earnings estimates, earning $3.61 per share on revenue of $29.08 billion, up 56% in the year. Facebook's daily active users increased 7% to 1.91 billion, while daily active users on at least one Facebook product increased 12% to 2.76 billion. On the earnings call, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said video accounted for almost half of all time spent on Facebook. In Samsung's Q2 earnings, the company saw revenue grow 20% on the year to 63.6 trillion won, that's about $55.2 billion. This was buoyed by its semiconductor business, which accounted for over half of the company's 12.5 trillion won operating profit in the quarter and 35% of revenue. Semiconductor revenue was up 25% to 22.74 trillion won. The company's consumer electronics business grew revenue 20% to 13.4 trillion won, while its mobile division grew revenue 8% in the year to 21.43 trillion won. Walmart partnered with Adobe to now sell e-commerce software to small and medium-sized retailers as a subscription. This provides a platform for customers to buy online and pick items up from a retailer later, and lets retailers easily add items to Walmart's online marketplace. The UK's biggest satellite company, Inmarsat, plans to launch a 5G network using a constellation of low Earth orbit satellites aimed at providing service to high-demand areas like ports. The company will initially invest $100 million over 5 years to build out terrestrial 5G equipment, with a planned 150 to 175 satellite constellation not coming until after 2026. Snap is adding a new popular feature to its map to suggest popular places it thinks you might want to visit based on your or your friends' behaviors. Snap Map users will also see bars or restaurants they've been tagged in the past or just favorited to come back to later. A beta update to the PS5 adds the ability to expand storage using the console's M.2 slot. Only PCI Express Gen 4 SSDs are supported, and these must include a heatsink that fits within the drive slot. Comcast CEO Brian Roberts said Peacock received 54 million total signups since launching in April 2020, now with 20 million monthly active users. The streaming platform will also begin its international rollout this year as a free addition on Sky's satellite TV platform in Europe. Huawei announced the P50 and P50 Pro smartphones. Both run Harmony OS, with the P50 and one version of the Pro using Qualcomm's Snapdragon 888 SoC, while another version of the Pro uses Huawei's Kirin 9000. Both offer large OLED screens, 66-watt wired fast charging, IP68 water and dust resistance, with the Pro differentiating with a 120Hz screen, 50-watt wireless charging, and an extra 40-megapixel monochrome sensor. The Pro starts at 5,988 yuan, that's about $927, available in China August 12th, while the P50 starts at 4,488 yuan, shipping in September. Bang & Olufsen announced the $399 BeoPlay EQ, the company's first pair of active noise-canceling wireless earbuds, available August 19th. The buds support Qualcomm's aptX adaptive standard to optimize audio based on your location, are IP54 rated for dust and water resistance, and support wireless Qi charging. And finally, Amazon emailed Kindle owners advising that Kindles with built-in 3G in the US won't be able to connect to the internet over cellular starting in December. Devices with Wi-Fi will still be able to access the Kindle store, while Kindles with 4G won't be impacted. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.